Hey, it's Ralph here. Q1 is now closing and it probably didn't go as well as you had hoped, but I'm sure your agency is probably telling you that they crushed it. But in reality, it crushed you. If your agency isn't on the same page as you are, if there's something wrong, but you can't quite put your finger on what that thing is, go on over to tier11.com/apply and we'll set you up on a call to show you a better way to look at your business. Not just metrics that make us agencies look good, but something that actually moves the needle and makes you more money, acquires more new customers, and ultimately achieves your vision. Head on over to tier11.com/apply today. Hey, PT listeners, it's Ralph here. Just a heads up that this week's episode is a little sketchy on the audio. We had a little bit of a technical issue with the audio for Kasim and myself, as well as Lauren, for the recap that we did of Traffic and Conversion Summit 2024 right here in Las Vegas. So bear with us this week. I assure you, the content is great, the highlights as well as the lowlights, and we'll talk to you on the next show.
You're listening to Perpetual Traffic.
Well, there is no question that when it comes to influence and persuasion in digital marketing, no one, and I mean no one, commands more respect than Dr. Robert Cialdini. If you have never read his books, Influence and Persuasion, I swear you are missing so much in your digital marketing, not only as an influencer and an advertiser, but as just a great marketer. And that's why I'm so excited to invite you to a free webinar where he'll be sharing his latest insights on new e-commerce strategies. Now, alongside Dr. Cialdini, you'll learn from Bass Wouters and the authors of Reputation King, my buddy Scott Brandley, and DJ Sprigg. Attendees will absolutely be able to understand exactly how to gain a competitive edge in the marketplace by leveraging online reputation management. Now, that's something that we haven't talked about here on this show all that much. And it's more reason for you to register for the webinar here, which is completely free over at reputationking.com/PT. So join us on April 18th from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific for you West Coasters by registering at reputationking.com/PT. Once again, that's reputationking.com/PT. Cialdini has been a huge influence on me, and I can't wait to see how his new e-commerce strategies resonate with you and how they affect your business in a positive way using reputation management. Make sure that you register for the April 18th free webinar at reputationking.com/PT.
Hello and welcome to the Perpetual Traffic Podcast. This is your host, Ralph Burns. This is the show we share cutting-edge strategies from these brilliant marketers, as well as myself, for you, the VP of marketing, director of marketing, owners of businesses, so you can scale and grow your business and ultimately achieve your vision. And we are broadcasting live from day three of none other than Traffic and Conversion Summit.
TNC, y'all.
TNC, y'all. We are here. We are a little bit punchy because we've all done our presentations. Day three and Vegas after day three.
Oh God, I was drinking with Steve Sims.
Yeah. It's like staying in Vegas, fish and visitors go sour and come back. So it's about to get even worse tonight because like Dave Albano's party.
Yes.
Worse, but anyway, be that as it may, my most favorite expression. We have been here and we have survived. You did a talk. I did a talk. Aside from saying that your talk was the best talk, which I know you guys think that your talks were the best talk. What were the best things that Key Lime had done? Or were you too hungover from this to remember?
So my highlights, I loved Ralph's talk. I thought that it was
good. You sucking up.
Well, no, hold on. This is the truth. I'm a data-driven marketer. Ralph was standing room only. As a matter of fact, you were the only standing room only talk I visited. Did you have that experience too?
Yes, that you couldn't sit anywhere. People were sitting on the floor and standing rows on the floor. Yeah. He could only see because he towered ginormously over everyone else.
That's right. you can actually stand and see.
So it's good. You can buy the recordings if you want to. We're not commission-based. So if you buy the TNC recordings, then you'll be able to see Ralph's speech. It was amazing. I love Lauren Petrullo's talk on the biggest undiscovered traffic channel being Pinterest.
Yes.
Which was unbelievable. And it was interesting, too, because she started off saying, I know you're skeptical, and won over the entire audience by the end. The thing that I thought was so good that I'm going to steal for you is people use GIFs and presentations all the time.
Yeah.
You told a story in yours using the same characters in the same show.
Yeah.
So there was like this thread of narrative woven in that existed kind of underneath or on top of what it was you were saying. Mm-hmm. But it really drove the point home. And because you know and love the characters, which is
great,
then it was easier to buy into what you're saying.
It was the shittiest presentation. TNC. But there was someone in the audience who had swag from the show. And walked up and had an apothecary bag from one of the references in the show. And I was like, yes, my people.
People were there.
Yeah.
Spirit. But, you know, if they weren't your people by the end of the presentation, they were your people.
Yeah, because you got them.
I think you won the award for most gifts in the presentation. It had to be 70
Facts.
Some odd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. No one has the gift game that
no one has the gift gift that you have.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would say that your presentation has.
Yeah. Now they're doing the obligatory circle.
Yeah, we're doing
this. Yours was a stand-up comedy show.
It's a stand-up comedy
I was
show.
Legit was mad at you.
Yeah, I was a little bit pissed off because you painted a very positive picture.
Like,
oh, everything's on fire.
Yeah.
But aside from all the world and digital marketing going to hell in a handbasket, it was absolutely outstanding.
It was.
I appreciate it. Tremendous. There were a bunch of really good talks. I like Christine Marie's was, it blew me away.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Yeah. Eddie Maloof, I didn't get to go to it at the same time, but apparently he was amazing. What are the ones that y'all see? If somebody bought the recordings, which ones should they watch?
Well, I am always partial to
Ryan Dice's keynote.
Ryan is.
Always. I knew you were saying that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not his panel?
Well, I mean, you on his panel, he didn't really add all that much, but you stole the panel.
Lauren's a thief.
Stole the panel.
I like hijacking.
Although Alicia was very, very good.
Yeah. I saw her presentation.
I was convinced she's been on the show. She's been on my show.
She's coming on.
Is she really? Yeah, she should. Yeah. She's a good one. Dude, she's so funny.
Yes.
She might be the funniest guest we've ever had.
She might be the funniest female guest.
Oh, without question. No question.
Yeah. Could be.
Right.
I don't know if we've ever had any other female funny guests.
I'm so close to giving you a wet willy right now.
Oh, come on. Favorites. So Alicia's really good. Alaric did what Alaric did.
Yeah. I didn't get to see it.
Alaric's was very back to basics.
Yeah.
Which everybody needs.
But I think sometimes a lot of these presentations, somebody tries to get so over the top, so super ninja, which was, I think, the criticism of mine that I heard sort of standing in line.
Don't you love that with people?
I love that. We were waiting for coffee. Like, Junior, Ralph Burns is talking. Yeah, I was like a little bit too much over my head. The point is, it's like, you're not going to be able to please everybody all the time. And I like Alaric because it went down back to the basics of, like, how important YouTube actually is. You know this. I know this. You know this, obviously, to a certain degree. So I do
you
like
know this.
And you, the perpetual traffic listener, viewer, does know it. But I do say, when it is said and done, Dice always is able to bring it back to the center. I think he was able to do that. And he did it in such a way so that it really kind of made it seem like a lot of the things, the new and cool things in digital marketing are things that are back to basics.
Which has actually been a pretty recurring theme of Dice's. It's like, you guys, this isn't any different than everything because he goes back to principles.
Yeah.
Did anybody see Perry's talk?
I caught the tail end of Perry's talk. The emotion in the room was really high. People were really, really engaged, and it felt more like an evangelical church sermon with the way that people were connecting with Perry. Mm. It was super well received.
You definitely had the best jacket out of anyone.
Did you wear that?
I had some great jackets.
Well, you had some great jackets.
You were the yellow theme.
My beaded jacket? Yeah. I had outfit changes. I brought 8 outfits for 4 days.
Yeah. And then street service.
2 years ago.
That's a good start. So I would say it was overall a huge success here at Traffic and Conversion Summit, and it's definitely still one of the best marketing conferences on the planet. Although I do think they probably want to get more people here. I think they probably, like at its peak, Traffic and Conversion Summit was a lot larger. It's a pretty big venue here. That would be my one criticism. Yeah. It didn't seem quite as intimate.
Yeah. I think there's 3,000 is what I heard.
Okay.
And that's with networking passes. So those aren't actually full attendees.
I didn't know how many there was. I thought it would be more intimate. Like, it was spread out because the break rooms were a further away distance than I would have anticipated.
Yeah.
The things that changed here with, like, the VIP room being exclusively for VIP was interesting, but, like...
I don't like associating with peons.
Okay. You want a walled garden around you at all times.
I actually didn't like they could see me. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was surprising because it just seemed like...
Visual pollution.
Yeah. At Disney, if you notice, they intentionally diverted attention away from the fast pass lanes so that the people in the regular line would feel like peasants for not pre-planning the fast pass. Right. And so I found it really interesting that the VIP room was so visible and it did make such a line of demarcation. You are not one of us.
You're not one of us.
I actually didn't spend as much time in the VIP room as I do typically.
Yeah, the drinks were always free there. That was helpful. I did like the red carpet going into each one of the breakout rooms.
Yeah, that's cool.
That was just a very exclusive touch. Yeah, it was a nice touch.
It's nice,
not elitist, I would say. Yeah. Elitist touch.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about VIP, and hopefully everybody knows I'm joking. It's like, you just spend more money than
you're not important.
It's like very spendy person.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're not really an important person.
Yeah.
It's like you just have a little bit extra cash.
Right.
So, all right. So we've given our criticisms here.
Yeah. Here's what I'll say is if you're in the marketing space, there's something about being present at an event, networking, connecting.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get everything that you get if you just bought the media or bought the recording. So if it's not TNC, go to something. Go to something open.
Yeah.
There's so many marketing conferences and meetups. And I feel I always get the most when I'm able to connect with people and figure out what you're doing. And I like different industries. So I'd be really careful. If you're an HVAC, don't go to the HVAC industry. And go to something here and learn from a realtor and a lawnmower repairman.
I will say for being here and stuff. So like, we'll talk about Pinterest strategies. I had 4 or 5 people I've never met come up to me, tell me that they had implemented something they either heard in Perpetual Traffic or saw in another video somewhere about Pinterest. When I'm on.
Ratings go through the roof. She's the funniest female guest.
Yeah.
Why do you say female? I'm the funniest guest. Obviously much funnier than Cossum.
Trying not to pick sides.
Choose your favorite child.
Who's your favorite girl's mouth?
You know, the favorite child is for me the one who takes out the garbage more than the other ones.
He's the trash.
Yeah, he's the trash.
That was such an easy joke. That was just for the obvious.
I thought we just established that going after some of the easy foundational elements are tried and true at this conference.
Well, now you're trying to.
Well, I have to reach. You're like 6'10".
Yeah,
well, it's very tall.
But
people should see, because this is the first time, you know, like, they're not generally not able to.
I'm the shortest. I am the shortest. I'm mostly legs. My legs are like a centimeter shorter than yours.
Yeah, we do a hip-to-hip.
Hip-to-hip. Top of hip.
No, you're like 6 inches.
He barely beats me.
You're like 6 inches tall, but that's with the heels.
I mean, yeah.
She wears 12 inches, so.
Yeah.
Oh, hardly.
Wow. I wear 3-inch heels, so whatever. Like,
but you are taller than me sitting down.
Do you like how the people listening to our podcast are like, I spent time. Try to get value from you, idiots. This is where we learn.
Let's get back to what we actually learned. Is there anything here aside from something from your talk? So you're not completely self-trained.
Yeah.
Like, you learned from somebody else here today. Forgive the Perpetual Traffic listener instead of all this fluff about who's faster, taller, smarter, better looking, any of that. What was your big take? Did you actually have some? First off, I know you went to some talks. You were in most of your room most of yesterday. But anyway, I'll get to
recovering.
You can think for a bit. But what was your takeaway? Yeah, I'm taking this back to Mother's Media.
Kevin Barber talked about...
The solutions, eh?
Solution 7.
The solutions. No one...
Mother's Media Solution 7, that makes
sense. Yeah.
You're like Maroon 6. So Kevin Barber had a talk about review acquisition strategies and how when he goes after cold customers... He'll get reviews on things such as that onboarding call, reviews on the lead magnet. So just people are seeing reviews for each touch point. And it seemed really brilliant, especially for all the discovery calls you have with people that don't necessarily bring to fruition a $250,000 contract, but still really valuable for them. And you can capture that review and provide someone who doesn't know, love, trust you because they didn't meet you in person at TNC to feel more comfortable in each step of that buying process. I thought it was really smart.
Yeah. how will you be using that in your work? Actually start implementing that strategy, or just tell somebody on staff?
It'll be delegated out. 100%.
Actually.
But no, like we've been really hard on SOPs lately because it's not often a people problem, but a process problem. So then that's just a really quick and simple thing. If person did not purchase an audit after discovery call, send them a review request or like an NPS score, net promoter score from that review call. And then if that's positive, follow up like, hey, for someone else that's going to get on the discovery call, can you help them make a more informed decision before talking to me or my team?
Good takeaway.
I thought it was great. Their reactions are saying otherwise, but I thought it was really, really good.
Processing.
Because you don't have to go just for the reviews of the people that are paying you. Right. There's still a lot of opportunity and a lot of feedback. Again, for the people that came up to me saying, I implemented what you told me to do on Pinterest
right.
and the impact that it had, they gave me no money. So I never would have solicited a review from them.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, oh.
You know what I like about the idea of soliciting reviews for people mid-process is when somebody compliments you, they're more likely to continue the process.
Fair.
So if you just stop and say like, hey, just out of curiosity, how was so far,
yeah,
whatever the qualification call, is there anything I can do better? That's my favorite way to ask for a review, by the way. You're saying, can you give me a review, saying, is there anything I can do better? Inevitably, I was going, oh, you were, and then they offer you the thing, and you then
yeah.
can say, wow, that's really impactful. I appreciate that. Would you mind me sharing with the people? And now, bam.
Nice.
Yeah.
What was your pick?
Christine Marie had a discussion about empathy-driven marketing, and within that, she had this discovery process. It reminded me a lot of what you guys do at Tier 11, where she interviewed customers, which yeah. makes all the sense in the world, but she also interviewed staff.
Mm. And vendors.
Staff, and she interviews freaking everybody.
Yeah.
But when she was talking about interviewing the staff, and then the fact that none of the staff were on the same page as to who they were, what the mission was, what they were selling. And I honestly don't do much in the way of that kind of precursor work anyway, but if I did, the customers are the obvious. I don't think I ever would have thought of interviewing the staff. And then doing so allows her to kind of get a sense as to where the breakage is in the company. Yeah. Because she interviewed the staff, she interviewed the customers, and she realized that the staff thought the buying decision was predicated on price, and it wasn't at all for
right.
the customer. And so the modification of that narrative permeated everything that they did inside of that business, from the messaging, the website, the videos, the calls to action, etc. And I thought that was a really good pro tip.
And had like an 800% increase in ROAS.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a common theme I heard. What I heard in at least four talks is the key to getting more leads, sales, getting more from your paid traffic is actually doing more research and understanding your customer. I mean, we talk about it a lot. We talk about it here on the show a lot. But to hear other people talking about the most boring part, the unsexy part of marketing, just reiterated to me again how important it is. So the importance of actual research and advertising, like the old school stuff that nobody really wants to talk about, although everyone talked about it.
Yeah.
Dice talked about it all the way through. He gave some really good examples, you know, the call out ads, actually doing your research, talking to your sales team, talking to your staff. But I think a cool tip I had never heard, and this shout out to Alicia, is Google industry niche product stand-up comedy. Because these guys do a ton of research. And I've done research on how long it actually takes for a stand-up comic to perfect their act.
So it's 2 years a set.
It's crazy long. I heard it was almost 3 years.
Yeah. So the professionals, I listened to a Joe Rogan interview, and I said the best of the best of the best are 2 years. I bet you, like, if you're aspiring, you probably need to do more.
Right.
And if you're
naturally funny, you don't have to do any
thing at all. Ever happened. Lauren's mic went out, so everybody knows, so she can't speak, and I am loving this episode.
It's great that she can't talk because we lost battery on our Riverside recording.
Yeah.
Wow, what are we going to say about Lauren now that she can't speak?
No.
It's incredible. Well, you know, we know.
Pinterest is a waste of time.
Yeah, Pinterest.
There's no hope.
Just don't waste your time. It's just a black hole.
No.
I don't know why she comes on. She talks about it all the time.
Yeah, nonstop.
It's like one of those like networks you just don't really pay attention to.
I don't believe in
it's like Friendster.
Right.
Yeah.
Pinterest
it really is.
It's Friendster for pathetic people.
Pathetic people who like visuals.
Right.
I don't know.
Listen to this podcast.
Wedding planning. I don't know. No, that's not true. We love Pinterest and we love Lauren, even though she can't talk right now because her battery went out.
I can talk, you can't hear me.
Yeah, that's all right. But she can hear each other.
She's pantomiming.
It's not you on YouTube. So here we are, Traffic and Conversion Summit, final day.
Yep.
We're all heading home. It's the first time we've actually recorded and actually, well, met each other like face to face. Wow. That was a big deal.
Yeah.
You met my wife last night, even though you can't talk for like 13 seconds. So that was fun. But no, it's been great hanging out with you guys this past week. Yes. And you too. Yes. All right, everybody. Hopefully, we have been able to accurately summarize, and hopefully you got at least one relevant thing from this week's show, as opposed to just lots of riffraff between these two. But make sure that wherever you listen to podcasts, you subscribe and leave a rating. It helps digital marketers and smart people like yourself, more of you, get the message to help them to scale and grow their business, ultimately achieve their vision. I'm not even doing the outro right today, because it's been like 3 days of traffic and conversions. So make sure you subscribe and leave a rating wherever you're listening. And make sure you do subscribe to our channel over on YouTube, perpetualtraffic.com/YouTube. Follow Kasim, I guess, on his socials. Follow Lauren on her socials. Just Google her. You'll probably find her and follow me on my socials, especially on LinkedIn and all the links and relevant information here. Although there really wasn't all that much in this week's show, are in show notes over at perpetualtraffic.com. So on behalf of my awesome co-host, Kasim Aslam.
Peace.
And on behalf of Lauren Petrullo, who can't say anything.
Huh?
I was trying to give her my mic.
No!
Until next show, see ya.
You've been listening to Perpetual Traffic.